We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, esteemed viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Costa Rica, we have two new cable channels, in Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente, and in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Patang, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
En Costa Rica, en Teherán, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In the Dominican Republic, en Terrio El Rio en Las Palmas. Channel 81 on División Visión. En Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba and Russia agreed to collaborate in book publishing. In ecology news, American researchers find that organic strawberries are more flavorful and nutritious than non-organic. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 12th, is the Independence Day of Equatorial Guinea, commemorating its autonomy achieved in 1968. Its Monte Alen National Park contains a lush tropical rainforest and is habitat for hundreds of species of birds, as well as gorillas and chimpanzees. Prominent writers in this Western African country include journalist and anthologist Mr. Donato Ndongo Bidiogo, poet and essayist Mr. Juan Tomas Avila Laurel, and novelist Ms. Maria Ensu Angu. Today is also the National Day of Spain. Among its United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites are the Doñana, Garajonay and Teide National Parks. The gorgeous Burgos Cathedral, with its outstanding Gothic architecture and unique works of art, is another World Heritage Site. World-famous Spaniards include acclaimed artistic genius Pablo Picasso, prominent writer Miguel de Cervantes, and Nobel Prize-winning poet Vicente Aleixandre. We wish the citizens of Equatorial Guinea and Spain festive holidays.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. It has been a slow recovery process for the some 15,000 households in the south afflicted by the floods that began in May, with families mourning the loss of at least 18 loved ones, including children, due to deadly landslides.
Desde el mes de mayo ocurrió una inundación muy fuerte, donde prácticamente el 90% de nuestras veredas, nosotros tenemos actualmente 20 veredas, sufrieron consecuencias muy graves. Algunas de ellas quedaron totalmente destruidas.
Hay muchos damnificados, aproximadamente 100 familias que han perdido cultivos.
Conveying her sympathies and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai initially donated $10,000, asking our nearby association members to please go to help the most vulnerable areas. Our association's relief team from Colombia and Costa Rica first brought food supplies to 1,050 families in the hard-hit Caquetá department. Supreme Master Qinghai then donated an additional $10,000, with a total $20,000 able to acquire $100,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living. Reimbursing the relief team's travel expenses of over $2,000, Supreme Master Qinghai requested them to please see to any urgent family needs. As she stated, "Indeed, their suffering is so vast, my heart aches for them."
Our association's relief team returned to the Caquetá region, bringing more much-needed food aid to 675 families, as they also sought to comfort families who had especially suffered loss.
Yo le quiero agradecer a la maestra Qinghai de todo lo que nos ha servido, y pues le pido que Dios la proteja y la tenga en su gloria por todo lo que hace por nosotros.
Gracias, Caquetá.
A priest from a local Catholic church, Father Edgar Gomez Salcido, also requested help for some extremely desperate families affected by the floods. However, as the area was inaccessible to visitors due to internal conflict in the region, he offered to distribute the donated supplies.
Y también es el momento pues para agradecerle a la maestra Qinghai por su colaboración que ha tenido con nosotros. Que Dios les pague a ustedes. Dios los continúe bendiciendo. Y que esta labor que están haciendo ustedes a nivel mundial sea una labor realmente que continúe llevando mucha luz.
Also expressing their thankfulness were local government officials who were touched that the relief team had returned a second time to their conflict-affected area, despite the risk due to its designation as a red zone.
En este momento estamos recibiendo la ayuda de la maestra Qinghai, que es una ayuda que realmente estábamos necesitando, y le agradecemos inmensamente.
Esta es la segunda oportunidad que la maestra Qinghai hace presencia en nombre del gobernador, el doctor Germán Medina, y en el mío propio y el de mi familia y todas las comunidades. Le agradecemos muchísimo y le pedimos a Dios que la bendiga y la proteja.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid to the vulnerable in Colombia, while also sending appreciation to our association's relief team for their caring efforts. Our prayers for the continued recovery of the flood affected, and that such extreme conditions may be eased through our more conscientious care for one another and the planet.
Families homeless following northeastern India landslides. Relentless rains since Thursday, October 7th, have led to a series of landslides in the state of Nagaland, resulting in at least 7 homes destroyed on Saturday in the hilly capital Kohima, displacing more than 21 families. Officials in the town of Peck also reported damage to homes and properties. Manipur and Assam states were also affected, with the incessant rainfall causing thousands to evacuate as parts of Manipur were isolated due to landslides that washed away or buried sections of road under debris. Police officials have reported that vehicles carrying relief materials are awaiting passage once the road conditions clear. In Assam state, a number of landslides severed the rail link between Lumding and the Barak Valley, stranding several hundred passengers at Mahur Station.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. She added that funds are available for urgent needs.
We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern as we pray for the protection of the storm-stricken Indian people. May such calamities subside as humanity's gentler ways help restore the earth's equilibrium.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Iraqi Prime Minister seeks unity government. On Saturday, October 9th, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki conveyed further wishes for national reconciliation as he welcomed formerly exiled political party members to return to their homeland. He stated, "The door to return to the country is open. We forgive and turn the page because the country cannot be built on the basis of hatred and rancor. In this spirit, we call on parties to come to the negotiation table." As he called for all parties to join in forming an inclusive government, fruitful discussions were held with Kurdish leaders, leading to mutual agreement on many key issues considered beneficial to both. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, for your commitment to peaceful reconciliation and a united nation. Wishing you a smooth journey to lasting harmony, prosperity, and stability for all Iraqi people.
Bolivian President enacts law to foster equality and respect. Following ratification by the nation's Congress on Friday, October 8th, and as part of an original pledge to protect the rights of the country's indigenous majority, Bolivian President Evo Morales has signed an anti-discrimination bill into law. With the new bill specifying primarily that the media must refrain from offensive characterizations of any group of people, the Bolivian president, who himself is of native Indian descent, stated, "The time has come to eliminate the practice of racism in Bolivia, because it is the most undemocratic practice in the world, as it does not respect equality between citizens. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and Bolivian government, for this measure that safeguards personal and cultural integrity. May the noble-hearted Bolivian people be graced, one and all, with ever more harmony, prosperity, and stability."
Passengers safe after Baltic Sea ferry blaze. All 249 passengers and crew members aboard the Lithuanian ferry Lisko Gloria were safely rescued after the 650-foot vessel began to be consumed by flames from an unexpected explosion on Saturday, October 9th. Danish and German Navy helicopters transferred 3 people to hospitals, while another 28 were later taken to the hospital for treatment of more minor injuries. The Deutschland ferry received many of the rescued people from lifeboats and other ships, delivering them safely back to their originating port of Kiel, Germany.
Thanks to the tireless efforts of firefighters throughout the day, on Saturday, the ship was stabilized, which prevented the spillage of 170 tons of fuel. The remaining passengers and crew, who had been on their way from Kiel, Germany, to Klaipeda, Lithuania, returned to Kiel where they were accommodated in local hotels for later transportation to their destination. Our hats off and a big salute, Danish and German Navy, Deutschland Ferry, and all other rescue teams and firefighters for saving the people on board the Lisko Gloria as well as the ship from further damage. Wishing the injured passengers a soon and complete recovery, with many celebrations of life enjoyed by all in the loving company of family and friends.
Pilot test for autonomous driving vehicles. U.S.-based computer giant Google has revealed the results of preliminary testing for a driverless robotic car that employs artificial intelligence for use in regular traffic. Because robot drivers have faster reactions and do not become distracted, sleepy, or intoxicated, engineers say that these vehicles may ultimately be safer in preventing car accidents and saving lives. 7 test cars were recently successful in driving over 140,000 miles with very little human intervention, and 1,000 miles without any human control whatsoever. Google is hoping to have the technology production-ready within several years. What a remarkable transport innovation. Yeah. Bravo, okay. Google, for your continued aspirations to innovate and create. So we look forward to such technologies bringing more improvements in driving standards and safety for all.
And warning behavior.
Save our planet. Argentine glaciers melting. Argentina's glaciers, which are among the most extensive in South America, have been observed to be diminishing over the 20-year period from 1984 to 2004. Some, such as the Uppsala Glacier, the second largest in South America, have been disappearing at a rate of 200 meters per year. Glaciologist Dr. Ricardo Villalba, director of the Argentine Institute of Snow and Glacier Research and Environmental Sciences, or IANIGLA, stated that climate change is the primary cause for the glacial retreat, with secondary causes being activities such as mining and the petroleum industry.
In response to the persistent urging of IANIGLA and various environmental groups, the Argentine Congress recently passed a law to help preserve the glaciers from human endeavors that might place them in further jeopardy, especially mining.
Many thanks, Dr. Villalba and colleagues, and Argentine government for your concerned advocacy and protective actions. May everyone swiftly adopt sustainable living practices that restore climate balance for all beings in the world.
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the disappearing ice while warning of the global warming-induced predicaments facing humanity, while reminding of the most effective solution.
Glaciers melt in many places so dramatically that one moment there are massive floods and soon after a drought. We are not ready for the changes that are coming. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately.
Save our planet. OIC adopts historic declaration for the environment. Environment ministers of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, a 57-member state agency, second only in size to the United Nations, convened for the organization's fourth meeting in Tunisia, which was opened by an address from Tunisian President Ben Ali. The summit concluded with the signing of the Tunis Declaration on enhancing the efforts of the Islamic world towards environment protection and sustainable development, which included plans to create an Islamic Water Council to reverse desertification and protect biodiversity, as well as other measures to ensure food security, the promotion of green technologies, and environmental protection. A plan was also being formulated to bring greater awareness to journalists so that a new culture of eco-protection could be cultivated and spread throughout the OIC member states. We join in accolades for your efforts, Your Excellencies, and organization of the Islamic Conference in working together to foster planet cooling, sustainable development. May Allah bless the residents of your countries with lives of comfort in harmony with nature, spreading to all corners of the globe.
Save our planet, as the European Commission calls on all member states to act in protecting eel populations, whose numbers have declined by 95% in recent decades. The United Kingdom responds by implementing a six-month ban on eel fishing.
Save our planet. At a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, UN Conference on Trade and Development, Secretary General Supachai Panichpakti emphasizes the importance of trade and financial support to help developing countries gain the resources and technologies needed for sustainable development.
Hi everyone, I'm Mirabel. We're two of the vegan stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Today, we have a tip on baking your own bread.
Have you ever considered buying a bread machine and making it fresh?
Not only does it save long term on the cost, but there's a vast variety of fantastic animal-free recipes to try out.
Mmm, I can smell a homemade bread's flavorful aroma already.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from South Korea. Our association members from South Korea and Loving Heart Korea joined Chang Yansa, a publisher for young people, as well as several health, animal advocacy, and vegan groups in organizing an environment concert in Busan. Loving Heart is a rapidly growing global family of vegan restaurants, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer plant-based fare that is affordable, nutritious, and pleasing to the taste buds. Held at the Gallery of Popular Yangguang Bookstore, it featured wonderful singing about peace by vegan Mr. Bak Jung-kun. An ocarina ensemble, other live music, and dancing were also part of the program, which was attended by approximately 200 people. In addition, a film, The Dining Table of Love in This Time, was shown. It exposed the cruelty of the livestock industry and appealed for humanity's adoption of the plant-based diet to protect our environment.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
여러 가지 기후의 이상이라든지 굉장히 큰 문제가 되고 있는데 물론 뭐 나름대로 여러 가지 근거들을 뭐 이유들을 많이 제시하고 있지만 그중에서 우리 그 육식이 차지하는 비중이 굉장히 크다고 생각하거든요. 그래서 우리 건강뿐만이 아니고 환경을 생각해서라도 이 채식주의가 되는 게 아주 중요할 것이라고 그런 생각을 합니다.
제 시골 해야 된다고 생각을 해요. 건강을 위해서든 영성을 위해서든.
이제 고기를 먹으면 안 되겠다고 생각이 들었어요.
Be Bake Go Green to Save the Planet.
특히 처음에 영상을 보고 나서 많은 걸 느꼈습니다. 그래서 이게 채식주의자가 되기로 했습니다.
Our heartfelt gratitude all organizers and participants of this important event. May each individual realize that switching to the compassionate diet has innumerable benefits for the earth and the myriad of life she supports.
In intercultural news, Cuba and Russia agree to collaborate in book publishing. During a book conference in Moscow, Russia, Ms. Zeluka Romei, president of the Cuban Book Institute, and Mr. Vladimir Grigoriev, deputy head of the Russian Federal Agency for Press and Mass Media, signed a memorandum of cooperation. This will include developing and putting into effect joint publishing endeavors. Plans for creating direct links between publishing houses and book trading organizations were also part of the agreement. Congratulations, Russia and Cuba, on your enhanced friendship. May the citizens of both your literary nations be enriched by the enthralling world of uplifting books. Up next on Noteworthy News, tasters prefer organic strawberries to non-organic. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. More conscientious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, invigorating news for a revitalizing world. In ecology news, organic fruit is found to be more flavorful and nutritious. Researchers from Washington State, USA, compared organic and non-organic strawberries from multiple farms and different seasons. The organic varieties were shown to have higher amounts of antioxidants and vitamin C. In addition, they were deemed to be more tasty than the non-organic ones. A DNA examination of the organic soil also found it had more types of microbes than the non-organic, which is a sign that the ecosystem is stronger. Our sincere appreciation, Washington researchers, for highlighting some of the advantages of growing fruit the organic way. As humanity adopts the earth-saving vegan diet, may delectable organic produce be available far and wide.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Hebrew, entitled Bus Route.
שתי גברות מחכות בתחנת אוטובוס. כאשר אוטובוס נעצר ונפתחת הדלת, אחת מהן נשענת פנימה ושואלת את נהג האוטובוס, האם האוטובוס הזה יכול לקחת אותי לשדרה החמישית? נהג האוטובוס מניד ראשו לשלילה ואומר, לא, אני מצטער. בזמן הזה הגברת השנייה נשענת פנימה, מחייכת ומצחקת. האם הוא יכול לקחת אותי?
And now for our viewers' heartline on the oceans are central to the survival on the planet on Supreme Master Television.
Interesting and important. Thanks for having made this show. Hakomi from Italy.
Concerned Hakomi, your caring note is appreciated. May our life-giving oceans be protected to flourish, bringing balance to our earth for eons to come. Best wishes and love to you and the hospitable people of Italy.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days shine with celestial beauty and happiness. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
United Arab Emirates National Council member Amal Al-Kubaisi highlights the importance of women parliamentarians' participation as he also commends the royal leaders of the nation's government for their continued support of women's rights and achievements.
Concerned about animal mistreatment and in an effort to stop puppy mills, Richmond, British Columbia becomes the first city in Canada to ban the selling of puppies in pet stores.
Leading up to his tour of Armenia and Kazakhstan, Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani affirms his country's priority of building diplomatic relations with neighboring countries and seeking collaboration for improved security and regional peace.
American Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales is honored by the M. Gruna Foundation of Switzerland with the prestigious Gottlieb Duttweiler Award for making knowledge-based information so widely available and allowing users to be contributors.
The government of Venezuela announces plans to invest $60 million for the purchase of more than 1,100 homes from private builders to be donated to people currently living in shelters throughout the capital, Caracas.
Japan-based Olympus and phone manufacturer NTT Docomo partnered to develop lightweight augmented reality, or AR glasses, which give the wearer a miniature overlay of digital information, such as directions that are projected into the user's peripheral vision.
Seeking to promote equality and respect, the nonprofit Anti-Prejudice Consortium in Georgia, USA, holds its annual summit with middle school student participants from diverse backgrounds who are encouraged to share their new awareness with families and peers.
An anonymous donor gives two paintings by French artist Claude Monet and one by Italian painter Amadeo Modigliani to be sold at U.S.-based Sotheby's for up to $42 million, with all proceeds going to the charity Young Arts for its education and advocacy programs.
Commemorating both the European and World Day Against the Death Penalty, the 27-nation European Union unanimously urges for a global moratorium on capital punishment.
Egypt announces the Rafah border crossing between Gaza, Palestine, and Egypt remains open for the fifth month, with Palestinian officials stating that nearly 3,500 people crossed through during the past week alone.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.